Hey guys!
We had an alien week!
Dude, well I'm always out. Check that shit out. I'm always having an alien week. One thing about me, I've always loved aliens. And,
this is true.
This is true.
That's true. You look like an alien.
Alien Romulus came out and I was like, oh, I haven't seen like the original in so long. Like, I feel like I lost track of like the... just that
universe.
But yeah, all that whole franchise, I kind of was like, oh, I watched them as like a kid and stuff. Like my aunt was really into them. They were always on, but I was like, I haven't really dove into that in a minute. Like it's been a while.
Okay. But well, I mean, and just in general, we kind of had a, like the start of the summer was very alien related.
I listened to UFO by Jim Sullivan on
y'all, if you haven't heard UFO by Jim Sullivan, you're not living.
My UFO. Oh, literally,
it's
that.
Such a slapper.
I'm immediately filled with just like the best feeling. I'm like transported back to the alien watchtower.
Yes.
And I'm like,
you're like ascending.
I'm ascending literally. We watched Alien.
Yes. Well, we went to the Alien Watchtower in Colorado.
Okay. Yeah, back to the summer. June. Yeah, that's my favorite place in Colorado.
Which says a lot about you.
Yeah, because I also love the giant hot dog, and I also love Argo Gold Mine. So there's a lot of competition going on.
Yeah.
But that takes the cake, you know?
Fuck Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh, what? No one needs that shit.
If you guys aren't from Colorado, go to there.
No.
Go to the Alien Watchtower.
It's actually a beautiful national park.
No, I'm kidding. It's literally Gorgina.
Gorgina.
It's absolutely Gorgina.
Yeah. Gorgelicious.
It's Gorgelicious.
But I do love this place. I'll post some pictures. Y'all already know
y'all
what it is.
Y'all see. But there's an alien presence in Colorado. There's something
there
about
is.
Colorado.
There's
something about
Colorado that's very alien-esque.
Totally.
And that's why I'm like... where they at? Like, I'm trying to see one. I'm trying to get abducted. Oh, I told you, like, when we were talking about being haunted in the apartment, and my other alternative to being haunted is to be abducted. Like, I want to be abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks that's odd, but, you know, they just poke me around. I have a song about the
You
want to
be
song.
Probed?
Yeah, I want to be probed around this bitch.
You want to be probed, bitch?
You know, like in my tummy and stuff. You know, don't get not too much.
You want to be probed by aliens.
Well, if they're gonna do anything to me, some light probing, and like maybe inspecting my brain a little bit, it's fine. But send me back like mostly untraumatized. But I want the experience and I want the memory of it.
Are you more fascinated by what they look like or just like the experience itself?
Both, all of it, everything about aliens, I love. Guys, if you're construction, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We just don't have the time to wait for these guys, but...
You know what? It kind of adds to the ambiance. It's like, we're talking about aliens, and it's like...
Yeah.
It's the ambiance. I'm all about ambiance.
You're so right.
I'm
it's
big
like when we did that.
Ambience.
It's like when we did the David Lynch one, and there was like weird noises in the background.
Yes.
That one too.
I'm big on ambiance, guys.
Yeah, it's just part of that.
Yeah.
I love aliens. That's all I gotta say.
And we watched Alien last week, and then we saw Alien Romulus...
Gag
Holy
me,
shit.
Bro. That shit was amazing.
That was epic.
It was like a direct rip-off of the plot of like the first one, but it was intentional, and that's why I liked it. It was like...
It paid homage.
It was the exact... It paid homage. It was like the exact plot, but they added all this different stuff, and like, you know, there was some intrigue into that.
And,
it really,
and
like,
yeah.
It was epic.
It was so epic. Like, the way we were all in the seats, like...
Pooped and gagged.
Jaws on the ground. Jaws on the floor.
Fucking
and we were like
I don't know. Yeah.
I gasped. Yeah. We laughed.
We laughed. We laughed.
We cried.
We were pissed off at what's his nuts. What's the guy's name?
What guy?
The like
the baby.
Computer guy. The baby?
Okay.
Oh.
Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all need
it
to
really
see
was.
That.
Y'all need to go see Romulus because that shit is crazy. I can't believe.
My girl cannot catch a break, but mark my words, Kaylee Spaney, she plays the main girl.
Amazing.
She's going to pop off.
She's going to pop off.
And
a lot of all the actors were good. Like,
yeah,
I was like,
they were
okay,
cool.
They're all new actors, and I think they did that, like, intentionally.
I love that.
So,
I'd love
amazing.
To see that, not just reusing Timothée Chalamet. Anyway, go see Romulus,
yes.
Guys,
yeah,
if you want
Romulus.
Something super
and
epic.
And that, with just, like, combined UFO alien summer and our just love of aliens in general really inspired this episode. We were, like, I was sitting in the theater, and I was like, we had a different idea picked out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what if we just... I was like, I just want to watch all the alien movies now, and I want to, like, you know, dive back into my alien era. Like, I'm, like, 10 years old again. And I was like, wait, I can do that with the podcast. So here we are.
And also, we started X-Files. We haven't watched it in a while, but we've been meaning to get into that.
Yeah.
So this is a good catalyst.
Amazing.
And it's a perfect mix between, like, transition from summer to fall.
Exactly.
Because it's
spooky.
A summery thing, but it's a little spooky.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to be talking about aliens in pop culture, how they show up, what the timeline of that is, important movies shit to know. Okay, so one of the oldest noted science fiction novels dates back to the 2nd century, Lucius's True History. It's a satire that challenges the works of like Homer and some of those other early philosophers. It's like absurdly exaggerated, but written in the style of these writers to kind of like poke fun about how they're like finding these like grand truths of life. And it's about basically these people like travel to outer space and find alien life forms, and there's like interplanetary warfare and stuff going on. So it was described as like the first known text that could be called science fiction. So people's views of like aliens and extraterrestrial have like changed as, you know, scientific developments were made in human history. So with the development of like astronomy, people were like contemplating inhabitants of like those planets and like envisioning life forms on them, just as they were like humankind. Because I mean, back in the day, people were just sitting around thinking, like, that's the thing. They were like sitting around thinking about life.
Seriously, what was
going
on?
They discovered like planets, and that those like things in the sky weren't like gods or like beings in different ways. It was just like rock. They were like, wait, if that's a rock, just like this rock.
Yeah.
What is going on over there? So yeah, and a lot of times like people viewed like these alien life forms as just being like looking like them, like you were saying, looking like people, because oftentimes in these like early civilizations, like people had gods that they, you know, like all the Greek gods were just viewed as like people and were like depicted that way. So it was kind of the same thing where they were like, oh, if there's other life that we're thinking about, where you're just using our perception to base that off of, basically. But people's views like changed a lot in 1859 when Darwin published On the Origin of Species, and they kind of they learned about evolution, and that expanded their understanding of how various species came to look and that sort of thing. So a lot of authors were inspired by that, and kind of visualized extraterrestrials in different ways and taking on like different forms of human evolution. So like looking slightly different, or like bringing traits from like insects or crabs or like you know, different animals that Darwin like studied to like bring into like what other life forms could look like. So they were just like thinking more about like evolution and how living creatures came to look the way they did. So that like really expanded their minds and their like creativity. So yeah, one of the earliest pieces of science fiction, and this will be discussed heavily as I go on, is H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. And that came out in 1898, but was then later adapted into a film, I think 1953, I'll say it later. But it was like a really early example of like viewing extraterrestrial life as both like threatening to the human race and also taking on an appearance that was not like human. So like something that was like otherworldly and like almost like horror elements. So they were like kind of like octopus-like aliens that were like waging war on Earth, which is kind of crazy for like that early on that like people were like thinking about that, you know, which is like such a common trope in alien and like sci-fi movies. Like that was the start of it in 1898.
Wow.
Crazy.
Octopuses.
Imagine that. Still, there are like earlier examples, specifically the 1888 novel. This is French, so I don't know. How would you pronounce this? Le, it's X-I-P-E-H-U-Z.
Zippies.
Les Zippies.
That's hard.
I don't know.
Les Zippies.
Anyways, I spelled it out for you guys and look it up. It's a classic French science fiction novel. It depicts the struggle of like prehistoric humans with this intelligent alien-like life form. But in the novel, it's kind of unclear if that like life form came from outer space or not. They don't really say, so that's why like H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds is like basically the first real science fiction one.
Yeah.
And like alien novel. Going into like the 20s and 30s, there was other like smaller films, specifically 1934's A Martian Odyssey by Stanley G. Winbaum. That was a book turned into like a film adaptation as well during the time. So there was a lot of like, you know, book to screen adaptation of science fiction that was like popular at the time. And then that really blew up going into the 50s and 60s, which also parallels real life occurrences of alien abduction.
Yep.
So let's get into that. So one of the first notable examples of Hollywood's depiction of UFOs is in the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still in 1951. And that was also adapted from a short story by Harry Bates. And that story was called Farewell to the Master. So in the film, this one's kind of interesting because it is giving like a different view of aliens that's like more benign and like benevolent and like overlooking and like keeping Earth in check, where like these aliens come down and they like meet with the world leaders, and it's basically about like Cold War era and like atomic weapons and that kind of stuff, and like basically keeping people in check and like the fear of like the power that humans have over others and like of like self-destruction and stuff. And like also like the anti-communist hysteria of the time. Like it was just like just how horror does, it was a reflection of like,
reflects
that time.
The times.
Yeah, and science fiction is a lot like that, which is super interesting.
And
also it's often like ahead of its time too, where it's like the War of the Worlds and like some of these like science fiction novels were like already representing things like human warfare and stuff that was, like, mm-hmm. way before its time. So that's interesting as well. So, like, that was a depiction that was, like, very different than, like, what was known before. And then, like I said, in 1953, War of the Worlds was also turned into a film. But, yeah, there was, like, others at the time, too. A movie called The Thing from Another World in 1951. Earth versus the Flying Saucers in 1956. And, of course, your fave, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1956.
Hey, which is all about communism.
Which is all about communism. All of those movies, like, in that time really were, like, people could not get out of that mind frame.
No, the Cold War had the girls really scared. The girls were scared of the Cold War.
And it makes sense. Like, clearly. I get it.
They thought they would be annihilated by communists at any moment. But also,
and that's, like, what the aliens, like, represented in most of these films, was just, like, the threat of communism and also just, like, atomic bombs.
Well, yeah, exactly, because, like, this, like, it's, like, it all coordinates with, like, the wars, like, mm-hmm. World War II going into the Cold War, and then also, like, the space age era, and the race to space, mm-hmm. and all that shit. Like, it all really makes sense why, like, it was so big.
And that's why pop culture is important, because it is a true reflection of, like, the times. I think a lot of people at the time, like, started claiming that they'd been abducted by aliens too, like, whether it's true or not. It happened a lot in the 50s and 60s because there was so much
hype around it
and hype around it that people were kind of, like,
it blew up,
influenced by that, and there's so many factors with that that maybe it could be true that maybe there were alien abductions, or maybe people, like, who were a little bit more mentally unsound were, like, taking on this media and then, like, thinking that what they saw on the TV, mixing that with their, like, false depiction of reality and getting all twisted up. So there's, like, many things.
When we know mental health services were not great back then.
Exactly. So people, like, say with, like, schizophrenia or, like, psychosis issues, if they saw a movie and then that becomes part of, like, their psyche, mm-hmm. they, you know, they could think that that was true and that happened to them. So, like, there's so much with that, but that happened often. And then, of course, we turn to, like, the TV side of things, and we get Rod Serling's Twilight Zone on CBS in 1959. And that was a huge thing because that had, like, tons of, you know, extraterrestrial content in it. Like, it wasn't all about that, but it had many episodes, some of my favorite, about aliens.
Yes.
And that was kind of following, Twilight Zone was, like, following the tradition of early television shows such as Tales of Tomorrow and Science Fiction Theater, which was also, like, a radio program that basically did the same thing, like, short little stories that were about, like, creepy, you know, space alien type stuff. So even before Twilight Zone, there was, like, stuff on the radio that was doing the same thing.
I love that shit. Like, can we bring that back? I want to turn on the radio and hear someone tell me a creepy story.
Bring that back. For real. Can I just went through all of our channels on our radio and I was like, where are the creepy stories?
Where are the creepy alien stories?
No, literally. That'd be sick as fuck.
What happened to that?
Where are they at?
Huh? I could just, like, listen to probably any podcast.
They're like, guys, you're literally doing it right now. I don't know what you mean. Okay, and then, like I said, in 1961, the famous Barney and Betty abduction case took place, and that really changed, like, how people viewed aliens pop culture, too, because the couple claimed to have been abducted by aliens and, like, subjected to probing, and it was the first recorded claim of an alien abduction. Mm-hmm. So they described these aliens as having big oval heads and eyes with small nasal cavities and gray skin. So this kind of created the gray alien or grays archetype that we see in lots of pop culture.
Yeah, with, like, big heads, big eyes.
Mm-hmm. And the story of that couple, remember the second season of American Horror Story?
Yes.
With the, what's his name?
Evan Peters?
Evan Peters' character in that one, he's, like, married to the African-American lady, and that's the base on that, because they were also an interracial couple, Betty and Barry, and so it was, like, that specific plot line is based on them being abducted by aliens and stuff.
Wow, so, that's cool.
So that's a little modern day alien adaptation that was drawn from. Okay, now going into the 70s, this is when shit really blew up for aliens in pop culture. Okay, 1977, my boy Spielberg enters the chat. We get Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And that was also kind of showing, like, more of a benevolent, like, chill depiction of aliens. It was just, like, alien encounters, but it was nothing, like, threatening, really. It's just, like, all these people having these weird, like, visions and stuff, which was kind of like what X-Files gives, too. Like, there's, like, very, like, it's just, like, weird shit, but it's not really, like, threatening.
Bad. Yeah.
It's just, like, them trying to figure out human life.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie is based on the UFO experience by Dr. J. Allen Hynek, who was a scientific advisor to three UFO studies conducted by the U.S. Air Force. And the film depicts many aspects of actual UFO incidents reported by Hynek.
Hmm.
And many people think that it was kind of like the U.S. government's, like, involved, like, trying to, like, push kind of this idea of non-threatening extraterrestrial life, because before that, all the movies, like, War of Worlds and all those things were really showing, like, a scary monster type mm-hmm. of alien, and this was showing that, like, it's just, like, another life form that's trying to understand us as much as we're trying to understand it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, like, what the government's role has kind of been in alien exploration and stuff. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, like, speculate that that was kind of the U.S. involvement, ooh. Trying to, like, put that into, like the public eye and like
interesting
kind of the
trying to like soothe fears
yeah soothe fears and like
which is interesting because they're covering shit up.
I know,
as I'll get into.
And they always do.
They're covering a lot of shit up.
Read Chaos, guys. That's all I gotta say. Never yep. trust the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so the success of the Spielberg movie, Close Encounters, made an immediate and international impact. And like when the United Nations meeting was convened in late 1977 to discuss UFOs, delegates were actually like using Close Encounters as a talking point to like
wow.
reflect real stuff that they were seeing. So it really was like the shit. That was the real thing.
The shit.
And then, of course, in 1979, we get Ridley Scott's Alien. Absolute mm-hmm. banger. And this one was like, as you were saying the other day when we were talking about it, like it was so... like influential for its time because it was a sci-fi movie, but it also did bring in the horror elements.
Yeah, yeah.
Like totally. Not even just like this life form is attacking us, but like the jump scares and the different conventions of yeah. horror, which was like so fucking
creepy.
Good. But it also like reflects our fear of like large corporations and like capitalism and like all that that was going on in that era of like the turn of that decade as well, like going into the 80s.
Yeah.
And also just like themes of like sexual violence, power dynamics, like sexism,
feminism,
all of that, and like that makes so much sense going into the 80s as well, not just that time period.
Yes.
You know, like just more women's liberal
second
progressive
wave
thought.
Yeah.
Exactly. Second
That's
wave.
That's not what it's called.
Feminism, sure.
Second wave feminism. Yo.
And on the topic of that, of course, there are, like, several different alien movies. I think there's, like, 8 altogether, but, like, 6 alien movies, including, like, the Alien versus Predator ones. Like, mm-hmm. just strictly the alien ones. There's, like, Aliens, which is a fucking letdown. 3, and then it goes into all the, like, shoot-off ones, and the most recent one being Alien Romulus, which slapped my ass.
Slapper.
Slapped. Okay, and then into the 80s. And we kind of enter into this more, like, vision of aliens as being, like, friendly and cuddly and, like, catering to kids and, like, using that as, like, an audience. So we get E.T. in 1982 and then Ron Howard's Cocoon as well. But then we kind of take it back with Independence Day in 1996, which was, like, a return to, like, depicting aliens as, like, threatening creatures, attacking humans, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of, like, a blockbuster movie for thrills, which is, like, that's what a lot of alien movies nowadays are. But, yeah, Independence Day was also, like, a reflection of just, like, the continuing fascination with the idea of, like, alien invasion, and that specifically is tied to, like, the Roswell site in New Mexico, and, like, in that time, people were really talking a lot about Roswell and, like, Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because Roswell is, like, believed to be the, like, hub of information that the government is, like, keeping all of their, military regarding, like, UFO stuff and all their information regarding that. Kept secret and tucked away.
New Mexico has secrets, man.
New Mexico has alien shit, too.
They keep shit in New Mexico. Like, New Mexico has got some shit going on.
You know what they
on.
Have? Giant pistachio.
Giant pistachios.
And that's on display.
And aliens. And
my favorite things.
Salsa Verde.
Amazing. We need to go to New Mexico, seriously.
I want to go to New Mexico.
I really want to go to New Mexico.
Remember that whole, like, storming Area 51 thing on
social media?
That
was crazy.
That was, like... A movement.
And everyone was, like, making memes about it, like, joking, like, Area 51. That was crazy.
But it never happened.
I wish it did. This fascination, just, like, into, like, what is the government hiding in, like, just alien exploration and, like, the government involvement with it that was, like, spurring up in the 90s. And, like, people kind of came to realize that everything was not as it seems. And this wasn't just made-up shit. This stuff was going on. This could be real. So then shows like The X-Files popped up, and that was like a huge thing. And then in the 90s and into the early 2000s. And then just like more like fun, like satirical looks at it, like aliens, like Men in Black in the 90s, and also like movies like Mars Attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So they were kind of like taking it to like a fun, silly like route as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the 21st century, we get M. Night Shyamalan's movie Signs in 2002. And I like forget about that one.
Yeah, that was kind of a banger.
M. Night Shyamalan has his fings in every
part. Every once in a while he drops a banger. Most of the time he flops.
But
every once in a while
his early stuff is good. Like the 90s and 2000s stuff. Like I remember Signs being good. I liked, of course, The Sixth Sense. Like I like that.
And
shit.
The Visit.
And Split.
And Split, yeah, I forgot he did Split.
Split is good, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then following that we get Steven Spielberg's adaptation of The War of the Worlds starring Tom Cruise, which wasn't like a very close. like, they didn't draw a lot from the actual book or the original movie, but it was, like, a modern-day interpretation, basically. But I remember that being kind of epic. But then, like, in that same vein, we get movies like Cloverfield, and then movies like Super 8, and even, like, Stranger Things, where it's not alien-like, but it kind of has that, like...
There's an alien vibe.
There's an alien vibe. There's, like, the government involvement, and, like, that was the same with Super 8. It's, like, kind of the same feel.
Yeah.
And then, of course, movies that were, like, so many kids' movies that have aliens in it, like Megamind, Monsters vs. Aliens, Planet 51. There's, like, a lot of space movies. Like, there was that era of, like... Was that one, like, Gravity and, like,
And Interstellar.
The Martian. And that was also
Ridley
Scott. Wait, and
The
Scott.
Martian is a banger.
And that's Ridley Scott. Yeah. Alien. So, like, of course.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Movies like that, but then, like, you know, Arrival. And there's also this movie called Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson that's about, like, aliens. And I would like to watch that. I haven't heard it, but it's got really good reviews. Okay. And, like, also kind of, like, A Quiet Place. Like, I don't know if that's alien, but they don't really explain.
It's a little
ambiguous. Kind of ambiguous in that way, too.
Yeah.
So, lots going on still. We're still fascinated by aliens and still making content about them.
I have something to say about that.
Okay, and spill.
And spill. So this is a quote from a Guardian article. You probably read it, but it was...
Yeah, it was like how pop culture, like, was it that one?
Yes. But it says, it just like shows how diverse the alien genre is and how many, like, meanings and, like, themes they've taken on.
Oh, yeah, it's so true.
Which I think really is really interesting. So, fascination with the fantastical unknown has over decades settled into numerous subgenres and explored various themes, including alien invasion, oblivion, Edge of Tomorrow, body transference, and mind control, Men in Black, The Thing, parables of human...
Kind of, it's kind of alien-like.
Yeah. And then Parables of Human Xenophobia, Avatar, District 9. Avatar, I didn't even think about that. It's kind of crazy.
Because so many things could also be interpreted, as aliens, because that is, like, a different planet, like, a different life form.
And they're being attacked. Hello.
There's so much to it.
Non-human space sagas, Star Wars, Star Trek, and human-alien cooperation, many of the Marvel movies, which I didn't even think about.
Oh, my God.
But also, it did say that, like, UFO-themed entertainment specifically generally falls into two categories. Hostile aliens, like Independence Day, Cloverfield, or, like you said, benevolent, world-expanding encounters, like in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, Close Encounters in E.T.,
So there's a lot of themes with aliens, but I think at the end of the day, it's like any kind of horror trope in that they sort of just reflect our, like,
fears
and anxieties and what's going on at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, like I was saying, all pop culture is just a reflection of, like, what the, like, social landscape, political landscape is like in a specific
region. You exist in the context of all that which came.
You think about it, a coconut tree?
You exist in the context of all that you live and all that came before you.
Something like that.
It's complicated.
It's really complex. Come on.
All that you live and all that came before you. But she
got it. Come on, Harris.
She's with that.
Like, once you're done with, like, the presidential election thing, like, you should come on the pod.
Get on the pod, girl.
Looking at the sun dancing through the sky, did he come by you before?
So I'm going to get into more of, like, the history... / kind of government relationships with aliens.
Yes.
And also a lot of UFO stuff. Okay, so, So, the idea of aliens and that other worlds might be inhabited, it goes back to ancient times, as you said. But in the 19th century is when you first start to see people, like, reporting, seeing, like, flying ships. And what's really interesting is that the things they described in, like, the 19th century is, like, things they were familiar with. So they literally saw, like, ships and vessels that would normally float on the sea, like... like, kind of steam engine stuff. They, like, thought they saw that in the sky. So, like you were saying earlier, it kind of shows how they, like, you kind of see what you know.
Yeah, it's all just, like, from your perception what you know.
Yeah. Really interesting. But things really kicked into gear in 1947 when a pilot by the name of Kenneth Arnold was flying his small plane near Mount Rainier in Washington. And Washington is a hub for aliens, too. Let's talk about that. Hello?
There's, like, some weird shit going on in, like, various different parts of, like, the country.
States.
Like, there's, it's, like, there must be something with, like, the vortexes and stuff. Like, that's the thing about the alien watchtowers. Like, they believe it's, like, a vortex where there's, like, a lot of, like...
rupturing the mountains.
Yeah, just, like, energy there that, like, calls in and brings in just, like, a lot of spiritual energy, a lot of, like, extraterrestrial energy, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So.
Something to be said about that.
Literally.
But anyway, as he was flying around, he saw some kind of glimmer, and he thought he was gonna like collide with another aircraft. Turns out, he said that he saw 9 very odd shaped vessels flying in formation, and he eventually reported his sightings to authorities. And when a reporter asked him to describe what he saw, he said they flew like a saucer would if you skipped it across water. Hence the headline, flying saucer. Flying saucers. That's how it came to be.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Isn't that cool? And then 6 weeks later, a Gallup poll after the event discovered that 90% of Americans had heard the term flying saucer.
Wow.
So this was really the beginning of that phenomenon. Like, it blew up.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like one guy.
One dude. Like, and then, within weeks, the U.S. Air Force decided to look more into the reports because people started being like, oh, I saw one. Everybody, you said kind of earlier.
Yeah.
Starting in 1947, the Air Force set in motion a number of different projects basically interested in what are UFOs? Like, do they represent a national security threat? Most people who saw them thought they were either secret weapons of the U.S. military or secret weapons of, like, the Soviets.
And that makes sense. Like, that's, like, the rational conclusion to go for,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly.
The rational. Even though aliens are real, like, come on, guys.
Let's be real. And then the government's Project Blue Book analyzed more than 12,000 sightings between 1952 and 1969. 701 were left unexplained. So there you go. A lot of what the Air Force did was, like, behind closed doors and supposed to be secretive. So a lot of UFO sightings at the time were just people seeing secret airplanes, which is so real because I have a firsthand experience of this happening. One time I was walking home from high school and I saw the scariest, like, black, sleek aircraft.
Yeah.
And it was going so fast and it was super loud. And I genuinely thought it was a UFO. I posted it on my Snapchat story. I was like, guys, I just saw a UFO. Look at that. Because I was like 16.
Yeah.
Look it up, guys. I found what it is, but it's so creepy looking. There's only like 22 in the U.S.,
yeah, wait,
so it's
what
pretty
is it called
rare.
Again?
It's called the Northrop B-2 Spirit.
How did you find that?
I did some research.
I did some digging. Oh my god, that is crazy.
It looks alien,
that
doesn't
literally
it?
Is alien like.
And there's only 22 in the U.S. I'm pretty sure. So
what
it's pretty rare
fuck?
To see that.
That is so crazy.
Imagine seeing that.
I would be like,
and it was, it's completely black.
I'd be like, all my dreams have come true. Like, I finally spotted aliens.
I genuinely believed that it was an alien spacecraft.
Damn, that's crazy.
So then this is kind of when, like, UFO believers started to think, like, the government is lying to us.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They have information that we don't know about. Makes a lot of sense as people started to become a lot more critical of the government, especially, like, in the 60s, you know? And then, like you said, there was the Betty and Barney alien abduction thing, which really launched the whole fear of aliens and this idea of aliens. Then when the Cold War ended, interest in UFOs did kind of fall off, but they continued to permeate pop culture, like you said. But there has been some recent revelations, you guys, which have brought it back.
Thanks to Tom DeLonge of Blink-182.
Exactly. So, well, a big change since the 90s is that there's been the discovery of more planets and more stars that could possibly support life.
Yeah.
So it's less like people thinking it's a national security threat now, and scientists and people in the government are more open to it being like, okay, maybe this is just
this could be
alien.
Yeah, like we
yeah,
need to like
straight up aliens.
And that's the thing, is like aliens have this like connotation, especially like back in the day, like from these movies and people being like, I saw this little gray guy walking around, and everyone's like, oh, like that's so like irrational and it sounds very like conspiracy theorist like. But it's like, if we really just expand your mind and think about it, there probably is life form on other planets. Like, we don't even know. And, like, that's the thing with, like, we'll get into, like, what we think about aliens. But, like, we don't even know the full scope. Especially me, not being a scientist, not working anywhere near that. Is, like, I don't understand. Like, I don't have a full scope of how big the universe is and what all exists out there that I can't be, like, yes or no. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And that's why I'm, like, I'm open to believe it. And I believe in aliens because I think, one, it's just kind of fun to and, like, play into that. But also because, like, yeah, of course, there's always a possibility for that because I don't, my knowledge on that is very, 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 very limited. So, like, there's way more of a possibility that that is out there, you know?
I totally agree, bro. Yeah. I think more people are coming to that conclusion.
Yeah.
Like, more people are open to it.
Oh, yeah, totally. Probably, like, a good majority, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then in 2017, there was revelations about this, like, secret UFO project in the Pentagon, and basically approved that for years the program investigated reports of unidentified flying objects, and they produced documents that describe sightings of aircrafts that seem to move at, like, very high velocities with no visible signs of propulsion, or that just, like, hovered. Officials within the program have also studied videos of encounters between unknown objects and American military aircraft, and a lot of people in the military have reported seeing UFOs frequently. Ryan Graves, a retired pilot, told 60 Minutes that he saw UFOs in restricted airspace southeast of Virginia Beach every day in 2014.
Damn!
He saw UFOs every day. He saw something, and let's be clear, UFO is unidentified flying object, not necessarily alien.
Alien-like. But where are they coming from?
But it's unknown.
It's peculiar. Unknown. Damn, he's living my dreams.
Literally, that's easier dream.
Like, maybe you should join the military. Government.
Maybe you need to join the military. Then in 2021, the U.S. government released a highly anticipated UFO report, which basically confirms that the observed phenomena are not part of any U.S. military operation. So they confirmed these are not U.S. military planes.
These are aliens.
They're either aliens or they're another country's shit that we don't know about. Even Obama admitted to not knowing what they were, and he called for further investigation. So there's a lot of legitimacy to these claims. Yeah, I mean, it's a government report that was released.
It's a, like, threat to, just because not knowing, like, what is in our sky, like, over our, you know, property or whatever. But, like, it is, like, a threat to, like, national security.
That said, and this makes sense for national security reasons.
Yeah.
That said, the juiciest details have not been released because they were ordered to, the government was ordered to publish the unclassified report in 2021, but experts said that a classified annex, which the public will not see, contains more details.
I remember when they did that, like, article came out, and I was, like, reading a bunch on it, and they're like, here's what you get, and it was, like, the smallest thing, like, everything, like, blurred out, and, like, you know how they do that, like, crossing off stuff that you can't read in, like, the documents, and there was, like, nothing, and there was, like, all this other stuff is, like, they still have on file, but, like, won't be released to the public, and I'm like, so they basically gave us, like, the very surface level of stuff we already
they
knew.
They teased us.
They really teased us, and we're like, here's all this, like, we're confirming it that we don't know. But that's it.
But we can't tell you anything else.
Yeah, I'm like, thanks for that. Fuck you guys.
Seriously. But even the fact that the U.S. government, like, admitted that is a pretty big deal.
Yeah,
so
they
guys
got a big ego, so.
Oh, yeah.
They admitting defeat and ignorance. And
yes.
Stuff, so, wow.
Some shit is going on, is what I have to say.
Well, I gotta say, some shit is going on.
But that's pretty much all I have to say, really.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, guys, go watch fucking Romulus. Watch some alien movies. Yeah,
do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, what do you think? Because I kind of said what
I pretty much agree with you completely.
Yeah.
I think I cannot say 100% one way or another, of course.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Who the fuck am I?
Keep to say. I definitely think, I just, like, rationally would make sense, given how big the universe is, that there would be other life. Is it life that's visited the Earth yet? I don't know. How advanced are they? We don't know.
It's like
it's all speculation.
Or it's like Invader Zim, they're out and about just like
or they're
us.
Just among us, which I'm not opposed to that idea.
I'm not either. If you're an alien out there, you're kind of hot, hit me up.
Be my friend.
Bang my line.
Date her.
Date me.
And be my friend. Weird.
What?
Weird relationship.
I'm sorry. That's our whole vibe, though. Date one of us, be the other one's friend. You have to.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's all I got to say about aliens.
Yeah, aliens are awesome.
Bang our line. Follow us.
Are you a believer? Let us know.
Do you believe? Hold on. Let me make sure.
Are you a Mulder or a Scully?
Ah, so real.
Right?
Tag yourself.
We're both Mulders, but, like, we have a little bit of Scully in us.
Well, I think we're just rational to some extent and, like, have.
Yeah. Know, but we have belief, too.
We're not
obsessively crazy about it like Mulder.
No. Yeah. I mean, given a different path in life, I could have been that.
You could have been that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, email us, thepopculturevulturespot@gmail.com. Tell us what you think about aliens. Do you believe in them? Not? Yes? No?
No.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
What's going on? You have If you have UFO experience, if you have abduction experience,
I want to hear it. Email us.
Please.
Please.
Follow us, Pop Culture Vultures Pod. On Instagram and TikTok. We're going to have TikTok. I'm going to be making some TikToks, guys. And that's all I got to say. We love you guys.
Love you.
And we hope you have a slayed
Thursday.
Well, by next week, it'll be Friday the 13th, so watch some scary movies. That's all I got
to
say.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We need to have a plan for that. We need to get on that.
We will discuss.
We will discuss that.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.